for Ali C today.
Are you done with all your Christmas shopping? Did you cut down your tree? Are you ready to roll at the end of the month? I'm just betting most of you guys are nowhere near done any of that. You're nowhere anywhere near that position. I'm right there with you. Ho, ho, ho. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're off to a great start of the week. Here we are, hump day, and we're into the final stretch, heading into the weekend. Boy, there's a lot to get to here. Congress is hoping that they can get a few things done before they go away on the 16th. However, it's looking more and more like they're going to have to do a little overtime, although I don't feel for them, because this has been a Congress of push, pull, passive, aggressive. The worst case of passive, aggressive I have ever seen. In people, I can't stand that personality trait, and I try so hard not to be that way myself. I guess all of us can be that way every now and again, but it's nothing to be proud of. And this is the kind of legislature that we have. Say one thing, do another way, do the other thing again. Doesn't fit in this time, let's flip-flop and go in the other direction. So we have nothing but a fight that we have lost interest in over taxes. One day the Democrats claim victory, the next day the Republicans claim victory, but still there's nothing in place. So this is a year-end package, extending the payroll tax cut or not. The Republicans are looking to try to come out of this with some kind of a victory is what they're hoping. The president is pushing hard, that saying this is one of the centerpieces of his jobs plan. He's pushing so hard that he's interrupting White House press briefings. On the road, this is constantly what he's talking about. And all the president's men have been informed to do the same thing, including Tim Geithner, who talked about the tax push and pull, but also the other challenges that the U.S. faces. So here's the president first talking about the defining issue and why the Republicans are wrong.
And their philosophy is simple. We are better off when everybody's left to fend for themselves and play by their own rules. I am here to say they are wrong. This is not just another political debate. This is the defining issue of our time.
All right, so Obama says it's the defining issue. This is it. Do you think this is the defining issue of our time right now? Tim Geithner had his own thoughts on the economy.
We have a lot of work ahead of us in laying a foundation for stronger long-term fiscal reforms, in creating conditions for stronger economic growth in the future, repairing and reforming our financial system. And we are working very hard, also facing complicated politics.
Yeah, complicated to say the least. All right, here's something that's kind of interesting in this, as this whole payroll tax measure doesn't really have any Republican priorities like spending cuts. So it makes it pretty easier for anyone in the leadership there to say, especially conservatives, you know, forget about this. They're not, year-end packages are always rough anyway. But it makes it pretty easy to say, no. There's something, there has to be a relief valve here. So House Speaker John Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor are proposing to attach unrelated bills to attract more of the conservatives they're not getting right now. And here's what they're talking about. The development of the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline and to delay implementation of environmental regulations. So they're making a bigger, broader argument, if you will, about preventing a tax increase on working Americans, that is, you know, that is absolutely what the Republicans won't do. But so far they're having a very tough time of it. They're called riders. And the riders are being shut down so far, and that there's one of them, meaning that they're sticking into the bill. The Keystone and deregulation measures are definitely squarely aimed at the purpose of doing that. But will they win over the people that are reluctant to jump on it? Because, you know, then you got to be able to claim you're winning on something. So if you demand that the tax holiday be paid for, or by insisting on reforms and offsetting those spending cuts for unemployment insurance benefits with the pipeline thing, I guess you could get it through that way. You have a group of 52 Republican freshmen pushing to consider corporate tax repatriation, which would allow American companies to bring offshore profits back to the U.S. at temporarily a lower tax rate. Will this end up getting into any of these buckets? Who knows? But this is what we constantly hear from these CEOs, that's the problem. That's why they won't bring the jobs back, because of what they're getting slapped with tax-wise, which, of course, that makes everyone just cringe. Even some of the more conservatives among us don't like to hear that. That's not going to work. The corporate tax thing, the Democrats are not going to budge on that at this point. There's no way. I think there's a big disconnect in the country between individual taxes and corporate taxes. That's part of the problem there, but that's not, they might as well forget that one, because that's definitely, definitely, definitely not going to wash. That's not going to pull this thing over. The majority leader, Harry Reid, is saying that the Senate would probably vote on Friday on the latest Democratic payroll tax plan. And that includes some of those concessions to Republicans, but it still has a surtax on millionaires that the Republicans are opposing. So that bill probably won't pass. That means negotiations between the two chambers are going to have to come up with some kind of a compromise, or they're not going to have anything done, is what's going to happen. And it's all about the votes. It's all about the numbers. If they don't have the numbers, then they're going to sit there and they're going to try to figure out a way that they've got to work it out by the 16th. So, you know, what are the odds that they're going to be able to do that? What are the odds they're going to be able to figure out a way to placate both sides and get away on time? Senator Susan Collins and Claire McCaskill, so you got a Republican and a Democrat, have their own compromise bill, and that was rolled out on Tuesday. It exempts business income from the tax on the wealthy, but Mitch McConnell and some other Republicans say it's not enough to have them jump on board. But they're not going to do that. They need something else. They need something else. But what is the something else? Riders. It's about pushing the riders forward. All right, coming up on America Tonight, some odds and ends. What's going on around the country? We like to say that we're all about the overnight highway. A lot of you people on the third shift, trying to keep open those eyes while you're driving home. Roll down the window a little bit. Chew a little bit of gum. I promise you'll get there in one piece if you do that. Let's hope. I got my fingers crossed. For the rest of you with one eye open, rolling over in bed, hang on. We got some fun stuff for you.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. And ends include a couple of things that people have really been buzzing about around the country. You know, we have the obvious factors. We just talked there about blah, 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 the writers, what's the package going to be stuffed with? Is the payroll tax extension going to pass in some form? What's the compromise going to be? I mean, all the political ease that's happening, I think we get tired of that. I mean, we get tired of the cycle of that over and over and over and over and over again. And we know it's going to come down to the last minute. Ooh, we have 1 minute left on the clock. We got to do something. And then poof, we announce this amazing plan. Here's what we've decided to do. Here's how we've compromised. And that's it. And the story, or it just completely dies. And I don't think this one's going to die. I think that it's going to be that last second again. The last second on the clock when this is it. It's certain death. But then magically, we figure out a way to overcome our differences and not to raise taxes and not to cripple with an axe what we need to cut off, but to figure out a way to come up with the money and have everybody still get that break. So in odds and ends, you know, this is one of those you asked for it and you got it kind of moments, famous last words. Reed Hastings, does the name sound familiar? I've mentioned his name a couple of times here on ATN. He's not running for political office. Oh, he'd get blasted now. He's the CEO of Netflix. And what he's saying is we got overconfident. So he's saying that customers. I don't think he thought that everybody was going to bail when he decided to raise rates, but they did. So he's saying our big obsession for the year was streaming, and the idea was we can't die with the DVDs. But the trouble started when they announced they would charge separate prices for DVDs by mail and streaming video plans. But the real big shocker was in September, we all know this, when they announced that everything was going up 60%, basically, and the DVDs would be called Quickster instead. So many people had enough that they decided after the short few weeks to cancel everything, and they pulled the plug out. So, you know, he's saying we move too fast, we berate ourselves tremendously, blah, 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 blah. But streaming's the future, and we're focused on it. The DVD is going to do whatever it's going to do. We don't want to hurt it, but we're not putting the energy on it. So Netflix, they really just sunk themselves. And instead, what they're trying to do is they're trying to jump on some series. Like, they've got a series that's coming up with Kevin Spacey, and it's called House of Cards. And they're trying to move ahead and come up with other ways to push the whole streaming content thing. But, boy, talk about clipping yourself in the knees. The really famous last words, that we were probably adequately capitalized, but we were a bit thin. Suppliers got nervous. They went their cash up front. And then you do end up with a cash problem. So here's the bottom line. Netflix shares 74%, they plummeted 74% over the past 6 months. That is an incredible tank. And they might have been focused on streaming, but the 60% price increase was just too much. And I was one of those people. I canceled. A lot of people canceled after the price hike and all the crazy things that they announced to customers. It's just, boy, he picked the wrong time for that. We have had it up to here with politics and with the shenanigans with our money. So people are very, very, very possessive these days about how is their money, what are they spending it on, and they don't want to feel ripped off. And that's the thing that Reed Hastings didn't count on. People felt violated. They felt like they were ripped off by Netflix and did not want to go back. And I was one of those people. It was something I had and we used sometimes. We'd go through, at probably like most people who have a service like that, we'd go through periods where we would use it a lot and then we wouldn't use it for a while. But that was okay because it wasn't costing an arm and a leg. So it was okay and we had it for $7 or whatever it was. But then when they were going to raise it 60% and then they were splitting things up and renaming companies, yeah, forget about it. I was part of that crowd. So this is Odds and Ends. That means sometimes the odds are good, like the odds of getting a job. Coming up, the auto industry is going to create about So the auto industry is producing a jobs boom. The Center for Automotive Research is saying that a Michigan think tank is saying, this came out the other day, I was reading CNN Money, I think, saying that they expect with the auto part suppliers and automakers that they're going to have to hire that many people at least by 2015 in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. So they've had massive job losses. It's been really tough in those areas. Such swing states, too, like Ohio is such a big state in 2012 on the presidential front. So how big is that? And what they'll be able to do is they can replace some part of the hiring would be replacing retired workers, and they should have a net gain of at least about 150,000 and probably more than the 200,000 they're saying. That's good stuff. And the Center for Automotive Research says that for hiring, they might even be conservative in their in what they're saying, because you've got salaried workers, plant supervisors, engineers, technical staff that aren't even part of the United Auto Workers Union, and you might see that there's going to be some pretty big gains from the suppliers, because the parts, I mean, the parts is the thing. Is some of you listening to this show are part of that great crew in Georgetown, Kentucky, in the Toyota plant, and you know how important that is. So replacing those people, the retiring people, and adding new people, bravo, because Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana combined have about 1.2 million unemployed people, and there's a labor shortage because of that of skilled workers. So this, I think this is going to pack a little bit of a punch. It couldn't happen sooner. It needs to happen soon. Forget a couple of years till you flush this whole thing out, as soon as they can get some of those people back in jobs. Very, very key. Well, I can attest to this. I was talking about Netflix. But how about this? AT&T, you might realize this same frustration that I have. Do you have AT&T? Are you trying to call that congressman, that senator, to kvetch about how poorly they're doing representing you? Are you part of that caller tree that I've been talking about? Well, AT&T, you might have trouble if you've got that, is still the worst carrier. Consumer Reports ranked them, and believe it or not, they came out as the worst in satisfaction, customer satisfaction. So this is the second year in a row that they were dead last. Dead last. And then you go from there, and you have, you've got Verizon Wireless, Sprint, T-Mobile is second to AT&T. And, Matt, you have T-Mobile, don't you?
At the moment, I do.
Don't you hate it? They call all the time, because my husband has a separate plan, and he's got T-Mobile, and they're texting him crazy things about not paying, but it's way paid, and what are they doing?
I don't know. They're a little screwy, but they have good rates, so you gotta weigh it.
Yeah, do you want the good rates and the harassment, or do you want the horrible rates, no harassment, but terrible service, which would be AT&T? Something to think about, friends. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, if you try to quit smoking, oh, we're going to introduce you to someone who's got a whole new way at looking at quitting smoking. You don't want to miss it.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
The journey starts beneath the stars. I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years swept away the known. No, I run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between that we're fond of saying. We have talked about the effects of smoking and what it's like to try to quit smoking for a long, long, long time on this show. In fact, we did a whole show on addiction, different things that you could be addicted to, and overwhelmingly many of you said smoking was the worst, and it created a firestorm among a lot of the listeners. Well, check out these numbers. 30% of Americans who have not had enough money to pay for health care and any kind of medicine in the past 12 months are smokers. Check this out. The percentage of smokers is cut in half. That'd be 14.2% if you want the actual number, when it comes to the population that can afford to pay for health care and or medicine in the past 12 months. Of the Americans without a personal doctor, 27.5% smoke. Does that stun anybody out there who smokes, or those of you who don't or know people who smoke? Where am I getting these numbers? This is according to a 2011 Gallup HealthWays Well-Being Index that they put together. It's the third month in a row that the percentage of Americans who smoke has reached 21%, by the way. So we're thrilled to welcome to the show to talk about this, by the way, Jana Lakatel from HealthWays. Jana, that when I heard those numbers, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you've seen these numbers, you've looked at these numbers, and you've seen the trends before, but it just seems so shocking to me. What do you think that says? If you were to interpret it just from your point of view, what do you think that says to us?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. But yes, they are shocking, but what that really says to us is that Americans are going without to and are choosing to purchase tobacco products over basic necessities. And that can really be attributed to a lot of different things, particularly in the economic situation we're in right now, where there may be very few pleasures that the individuals may have, or there may be high levels of stress in their lives, and they are still choosing to smoke and probably going without things like food, medicine, shelter, and health care, as we're finding in the well-being index.
Yeah, and I just said the healthcare part of it. I didn't talk about the food or the shelter, but you found out some things along those same lines, too. Food, that's kind of surprising, food, to me. So better to get the support the habit than to have substance, I guess, eat something, in other words. I knew I could get that out. Better to eat something rather not to eat something and smoke instead and continue the habit. Is that what you're seeing?
That is exactly what we're seeing. Within the 20% of Americans that we found within the well-being index that reported not having enough money to buy food in the past 12 months, we found that nearly 35% are smokers. And we found similar patterns when we looked at adequate shelter and having enough money to provide adequate shelter.
Yeah, does this break down into gender, too? What about gender, female versus male, and ages?
You know, I don't have the actual gender breakdown for that, but we really do survey a cross-section of the United States, and we really try to capture a reflection of the American population within the survey.
So overall, that's what you're saying, that it's, you're trying to get the cross section, like you mentioned. And same thing with where everybody lives, because of course this is a national show and we have, I said nooks and crannies, so we have people all over the place. And is that the same thing you're finding? You're just saying across the map?
It is, although smoking rates continue to be highest in the South and the Midwest, where smoking rates are highest in Kentucky at 29%.
Really? So, well, in Kentucky, of course, when you're talking about tobacco land, too.
Absolutely.
That kind of
Absolutely.
Makes sense to me. I mean, any of it makes sense. Now, one of the things we wanted to talk about, and this is part of your whole well-being thing, the index, is what about trying to quit? You've got something that you're working on as far as another one of those, what you think is going to hit the, you know, be a home run, another way to quit smoking. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, I mean, just to look at tobacco addiction in general, and you referenced it during your opening, people really struggle with trying to give up smoking, and only about 4 to 7% of smokers are able to quit smoking when they give it a try without any other support. And if you look at the addictive nature of nicotine, research has said that nicotine is as addictive as heroin or cocaine or alcohol. So really trying to give up an addiction like a tobacco or smoking addiction is really difficult. And then you combine that with the behavioral aspect of smoking. If most smokers started their habit before they turned 18, and if you're then, say, age 45, you've actually been smoking for over half of your lifetime. So really trying to give up something that's been a part of your life for such a long period of time, combined with the addiction, makes it a huge challenge for people. But what we have found is that you can double or even triple people's chances of quit success with counseling and quit medications like nicotine replacement therapy and prescription medications as well.
Yeah, and you've actually partnered with GlaxoSmithKline and in trying to bring something over the counter, a smoking cessation program, right, that people can get at Walmart. But what I was curious about is, why is this one different? Why do you really feel like this is going to hit the ball out of the park?
Well, we're really focusing on educating smokers on what is going to help them quit. frequently we find that people quit on more of a whim, that they're not necessarily prepared. They haven't looked at their triggers and what is going to possibly challenge them within their quit attempt. And they really don't look at a support system to address both the physical addiction, so that would be where nicotine replacement therapy would come in, and also the habit, and just trying to create new behaviors that establish their life as a non-smoker. So HealthWays is a behavior change company, and that's really what we help individuals do, is establish lifelong behavior change. And GlaxoSmithKline has been the leader in nicotine replacement therapy products, the patch, the gum, the lozenge, for the past 10, 12 years. So we combined forces to introduce a program called Blueprint to Quit, which is available now at Walmart. And what we feel that that really does is it gives us a great retail platform to communicate and educate individuals and let them know really the best way to succeed is to address both of those issues, to address the habit, start making lifestyle changes, and then also use medication to help ease the withdrawal symptoms so they can really focus on that behavior change.
Right, so the idea, I like the name Blueprint, so the idea is combining the two, you got to change your behavior because if you don't, it's easy to fall off and go back to the same behavior, even if you have some success. So if you combine the two, you have a lot better chance to just be done with it, quit, and then you've got that addiction out of your system and hopefully you don't go back to it. That's the idea.
That's exactly the idea. It's really addressing the two different components and making sure that you're not necessarily reliant on simply your willpower. And throughout that process, we'll also help educate that person on what's coming up next. What am I going to expect now that I've been quit 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, to make sure that they're always on guard and making sure that that this quit attempt is going to be their last.
Yeah, so for HealthWays, you have to be excited about this. Is there a lot of buzz around the company, so to speak, over this?
Absolutely. We are so excited. It brings our product right to a consumer in a very different way. Typically, we would engage with a consumer through their health plan or through their employer. And this gives consumers a direct access option to us through the program and through our QuitNet online service. And we're just very excited that it gives people an additional choice as they're going into a retail setting, that they can choose which intervention is going to be best for them.
Yeah.
And so we are so excited.
So if somebody's looking for it, they go to Walmart, it's just simply, is it Blueprint? Is that what it's, you said that, that's what it's called on the box? You'll see it or you'll find the program that way?
It's in the nicotine replacement therapy aisle at Walmart, and it's actually called QuitNet.
And there you go.
You'll see it's the entire solution, so combining the QuitNet behavioral support program with the nicotine replacement therapy is the Blueprint to Quit campaign. So it really combines the two pieces into that blueprint, and it really just maps out for individuals how to quit.
Yep, they're perfect time to do it, too. Thanksgiving, being thankful for everything, your health, etc. Jana Lacatel from HealthWays, thanks so much. Good luck with the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Thanksgiving, traditionally a time where you just can't help yourself. You eat too much. Seconds, thirds, mashed potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, you name it, whatever's on the table. I have seen people inhale amounts of food that I cannot believe they're eating. So Thanksgiving is a time to have fun, is a time to enjoy your family. But really, how much do you want to eat when you're at the Thanksgiving table? And let's face it, it is very tricky. Because that's what you do. I mean, that's part of the tradition. You watch football, which I'm really watching all three football games. They're huge this year. But how much do you want to eat, and is there a way around that? Can you still enjoy Thanksgiving and not stuff yourself like the turkey you're eating? Each and every week, we talk to my pal pharmacist Ben Fuchs. So he's got the skinny on Thanksgiving, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
How do we not kill ourselves and gain 10 pounds in a couple of days?
I want the person who writes your material to write for me. Can I get that person?
That's me.
Whoever that is.
That's me.
That's
$50 an hour plus.
I am hiring you. You write some funny stuff there, girl. You should take that show on the road.
I know.
Now, listen. So you said some interesting things there. I love those questions because it really is important to understand how to hit your brain satiety buttons. You know, we're always talking about satisfaction and satiety buttons. It's always important to hit your brain satiety buttons, but it's especially important around holidays when the temptation is sitting there. And I'm not saying don't eat. I'm just saying enjoy it. Don't eat as much. And I think we touched upon this. I'm thinking it was with you. We touched upon this whole idea of eating psychologically and emotionally. And Janine Roth, did you and I talk about that? on a previous show about emotional
eating. We have talked about that before, yes.
Okay, so there's this whole, nothing pushes emotional eating buttons as much as holidays for so many different reasons. You're already weak emotionally during a holiday, for most people anyway, because you get your family around and you're stressed and you're doing a million things. You're already tempted, you're already weak. And by the way, we go for things we shouldn't go for, and we lose our sense of direction when we're stressed or when we're worried about something or when we're busy. And so the holidays, for many reasons, lend themselves to going, falling off the wagon, so to speak. And that's where you have this phenomenon where people actually fall off the wagon for 6 weeks from the week before Thanksgiving to right after New Year's. And everybody who owns a gym knows that the biggest crowds come in right after New Year's because there's this sense that I'm going to let myself go for 6 weeks and then I'm going to turn it around, which never works. What you have to do is you've got to hit your brain's satiety, satisfaction buttons. And we always talk about this, but it becomes especially important the days before Thanksgiving when the temptation is there and right before the Thanksgiving meal. Hit the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're drinking your salt water. Make sure you're using butter and oil and essential fatty acid capsules, those EFA capsules, liberally. Pay no attention to the silliness that's out there around cholesterol and fat. You want fat. You need fat. It hits your brain satisfaction button. Try to make it essential fatty acid fat and coconut oil. Do you and I talk about coconut oil?
Oh, yeah. It's
coconut
so good for you.
Coconut is a very important fat for satiety. Yes, good for you on any level. But especially for satiety, blend vegetables and coconut oil and butter and salt and garlic and spices and mix them up liberally. You want to hit your brain satisfaction buttons and don't skimp. And also don't skip on protein. And also make sure you're getting electrolytes. And that's those electrical mineral-like substances that we haven't talked about a lot. They're mineral-like substances that actually have an electrical charge. And they create a lot of satisfaction, potassium, calcium, sodium. Here's a real trick, a neat little trick for you, for your listeners. When you take water and you, ordinary water, and you spin it in a vortex, create a vortex by spinning it really fast, you create electrical energy. And if you add electrolytes from cucumbers or from blueberries, and you don't have to add a lot, just a few of them in there, and you blend those in, or vegetables, a small amount of pepper, or whatever your favorite vegetable is, you get this electrically charged drink. That because it's electrically charged, it meets your, it hits your satiety button, and it satisfies independent of calories. And that's the key. You want to satisfy independent of calories. You don't need calories to satisfy. And that's the ideal situation. When you electrify the water with minerals, and electrolytes from fruits and vegetables, you can even add a little sea salt in there, a little minerals in there, whatever you like. When you electrify that water by spinning it around, it creates a tremendous amount of satisfaction. Lemon water, very, very satisfying. So use these kinds of strategies of hitting your brain satiety buttons with electrolytes, with salt, with fat, liberal use of fat, with protein, as in protein powders, which are extremely satisfying. And when it comes to, if you do it for 2 days, you come to Thanksgiving dinner, and you might have a piece of turkey, you know, you might have some potatoes, but you won't be eating like it's going out of style. We had that big belly, and you're sitting on the couch, and you feel like you can't believe I ate that, and you need it, and you wake up, and then first thing you do when you wake up is you're in the refrigerator looking for leftovers, which is what happens to everybody pretty much. And that's because we're not getting our satiety needs met, and we're ingesting a heck of a large digestive load that costs us energy, it costs us immunity. We become weaker. It's just we hate ourselves the next day on top of everything else.
Boy, isn't that true. That's great advice about the water, and you can see why when you go to certain restaurants and they serve you the water and ask if you want the lemon, that is key. There's something about the taste, how it kicks in, and, of course, the electrolytes, as you're mentioning.
Yes. You know, try, for your listeners, try a little lemon water and feel how satisfying and how energizing it is just adding the lemon. It's amazing how just adding lemon does that, especially with the peel. The peel is very sun protective, too, for people who are concerned about sun damage. If you take the peel of lemons and limes and warm them up or pour hot water over them and make green tea or something out of it, it makes a great sun protective beverage.
Oh, I have to remember that. Take the peels, too. And before we jump on, because everybody always wants to know about these foods, other foods, you just gave us some great examples of what to do, like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I think is just killer. It just knocks out those craving things. There's no question. Go get it at AmericanTonightTeam.com. I've been taking it now for a while, a couple of months, and I love it. It's such a big turnaround. But before we jumped in the air, you also were eating something, and I said, wow, what are you eating? And you said, oh, it's a great new power food. What is the power food?
You ready for this one? You get roasted, pan-roasted Brussels sprouts. You ever have pan-roasted Brussels sprouts?
No.
They're amazing. Pan-roasted Brussels sprouts. I get them at Whole Foods, but if you're, you know, domestic, you can buy a pan-roast your own. Pan-roasted Brussels sprouts, sea salt, and butter. That's my latest power food. And then they're crunchy like it's a little snack, a little pricey when you buy them at Whole Foods. It's the only problem. But it's the most crunchy, delicious tasting snack you'll ever have, and it's extremely satisfying and extremely good for you, especially for women. Brussels sprouts are protective against female cancers, against breast cancer, against uterine cancer, against ovarian cancer. For men, it's protective against prostate cancer. So Brussels sprouts are amazing, amazing food.
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts too, and I think you're right. There's something about textures of foods. You keep mentioning that.
Yeah,
crunchy's big.
Crunchy. Do you know crunchy scientists study crunch? And they'll actually, you know how when you rip open a bag of chips, it makes that whoosh sound?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That whoosh sound is scientifically designed because it duplicates the crunch. It imitates the crunch, and they've done studies on this, how people like the whoosh sound because it has an implication of crunch. Even Pringles will do it. They don't need to do it that way, but it gives that sense that there's a certain kind of a crunchiness to the food. We will go a long way for crunch, and there's a lot of things we'll do for crunch. And food processors and food scientists know this, and that's why the foods that have the most addictive value are always crunchy foods. And you know how you create a crunch? You know how a crunch is created? You ready for this? This is really interesting food science. A crunch is created in a food that has a lot of little nooks and crannies, which is typically a starch, like potatoes. So potatoes are a great one for nooks and crannies, microscopic nooks and crannies. And when a vegetable that has a lot of nooks and crannies, like a potato, is sliced very thin, and it's dipped in a liquid fat that cools instantly, what happens is the liquid fat goes into the nooks and crannies and instantly cools. And you get this microscopic combination of little nooks and crannies filled with fat. And the net result is all these microscopic nooks and crannies with liquid fat that is congealed, hardened fat, is that kind of crunch that you get when you crack a potato chip. And that technology has revolutionized economies. Not revolutionized, has transformed economies. It has created companies like Keebler and Nabisco and Philip Morris that owns Keebler and Nabisco. And it's created these huge conglomerates that make so much money because the profit margin on oil and starch is insanely high. And on top of that, you don't even get very much typically of the product when you buy a product. Like after a dollar, you get maybe 10 or 15 little pieces of potato.
Sure.
The margin on these things is absolutely impossible, and it's all because we love crunch.
Yeah.
So give yourself crunch. Give yourself crunch. Brussels.
But healthy crunch. But do the Brussels sprouts thing. Yeah, healthy crunch. I love that. And go to AmericanTonightTeam.com and pick up what we're talking about, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Ben, you have a great Thanksgiving, great tips,
thanks.
And we'll talk to you again next week. Next week we'll do it again.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Bye, Kate.
Bye-bye.